Alrighty then. Well, I'm glad it's working. And I shortened the hang time on analog is very short. It's 1 second. I wait for the beep, drops, and then I wait for the beep and it drops. And it shows. I had to do that because the remote clobbers the repeater. So there's actually a separate system. And I was trying to figure out a good way to make that work. Plus, I'm using the remote identifier and not the actual repeater's identifier. It works better because I don't have to wait for the ID, and it doesn't ID every 2 minutes, which is annoying. So now it IDs every 10 minutes, which it's supposed to do. Anyway, Landon, I appreciate that, but I'm going to go and cook some noodles and get my dinner ready here because I'm hungry, and I got to go back to the garage and work on that system. So there you go. Now you know where the repeater's at in the garage. But I call it a repeater site. There's tons of cameras down there, and it makes it an interesting moment. But the antenna looks stupid on top of this pole that's bigger than the... it just looks stupid. I missed my big antenna, but it's okay for now. But this little antenna does work, and it does get out pretty well. So you should try it one day when you're up there in Sunrise or Sholo or whatever. But we'll chat later. I'll be out here listening. I don't know what you got going on today, but maybe we can work on your router thing, or maybe not. Anyway, chat with you later. 73 AI7HE K6GBK, St. John's, Arizona.